愿大家平安。
Peace to all brothers and sisters.
今天晚上跟大家一起来学习以西结书。
Tonight I would like to share with you the topic on Ezekiel.
以西结书主要在讲神的公义与神的怜悯。
The main theme behind the book of Ezekiel is about God's righteousness and His mercy.
神的公义就是他要求人要在他面前过一个对的生活，没有罪的生活。
The righteousness of God is that the man be live what is right in the eyes of God.
那神的怜悯就是当人犯罪的时候，神给人有机会悔改。
And God's mercy is when man have sinned against God that they can receive forgiveness.
在神要惩罚人之前，神先呼叫他们回头。
Before God punished mankind, then He will call them to return.
所以在整本圣经里面，神的这个两个本性啊，都是一直都显现出来。
And so throughout the whole Bible, you can see these two divine natures of God constantly appear.
因为有神的公义，所以神的怜悯才会不会变成我们犯罪的结果。
And so because of the righteousness of God, then we cannot simply say that the mercy of God as an excuse to sin.
但是也因为有神的慈爱，所以我们才不会在神的公义之中灭亡。
But it is also due to the mercy of God that we do not perish under the righteousness of God.
只要我们愿意能够回头悔改，
as long as we are willing to return and to repent.
那我们今天晚上回来看以西结书的十八章。
So tonight, let us focus our study on Ezekiel chapter 18.
在以西结书的十四章里面，提到有三个义人。
In Ezekiel chapter 14, it mentions that there are three kinds of righteous men.
我们看十四章的十四节。
Let's look into Ezekiel chapter 14, verse 14.
其中虽然有挪亚、但以理、约伯，这三个人只能够因为他们的义救自己的性命，这是主说的。
Even if these three men, Noah, Daniel, and Job, were in it, they would deliver only themselves by their righteousness, says the Lord God.
当时以色列百姓犯极大的罪。
At the time, the Israelite people have sinned greatly against God.
就是拜偶像。
And that is they commit idolatry.
甚至在圣殿里面也在拜偶像。
Even worshipped idols inside the holy temple of God.
所以荣耀的神就渐渐从他的圣殿里面离开了。
And so the glorious God gradually departed away from the holy temple.
那神的荣耀离开以后，毁灭就来了。
And so after the departure of the glory of God, then God's destruction came amongst them.
所以神就用巴比伦国来把他们打败，把他们掳到巴比伦去，把圣殿全部都拆掉。
And so God utilized the Babylonians to attack them and to take them into captives and destroy the temple.
那在神发怒当中，他提到有三个人可以得救。
Now in the wrath of God, it mentions here that there are three kinds of men that are to be saved.
就是说当时的世代的人，如果有像挪亚、但以理、约伯这样的义，他就可以得救。
And that is to say, in that generation, if the men were like that of Noah, Daniel, or Job, they would have been saved.
所以我们可以看得出来，当神要毁灭世界的时候，一个人有没有义，这是很重要的。
And so we can see that when God is to destroy the world, it will depend on whether or not that man has the righteousness of God.
那启示录里面讲，我们有两件白衣。
In the book of Revelation, it tells us that we have two kinds of white garments.
第一件白衣就是洗礼的时候，主耶稣称我们义人，这个是白衣。
And the first white garment that we take upon ourselves is at the time of baptism, in which God called us as righteous.
不管我们犯多大的罪，洗礼完都穿白衣。
No matter how great of a sin we have committed in the past, after baptism, it has all been washed away.
所以凭着主的宝血，我们可以来到主的面前，做君尊的祭司，做圣洁的国度。
And so it is through the precious blood of Jesus Christ that we can be called His holy nation, His priest, loyal priest, and His people. But at the end of the book of Revelation, you can see that there is another kind of white garment. And that is when He separates the goats and the sheep. There was a banquet. And then all the believers are resembles that of the bride. And so the bride is to adorn herself in pure white garment. And this garment is referring to the righteousness of the saints.
那这件白衣就是我们自己行为上去追求。
And so this white garment is accomplished through our good deeds, our righteous deeds.
虽然我们的罪在洗礼都洗净了。
Even though our sins have been washed clean by the precious blood of Christ in baptism,
但是带有肉体就是带有罪性。
But because we are in this physical flesh, there is always that sin within us.
所以还有可能犯罪。
So there is that still that possibility for us to commit sin.
所以洗礼完之后需要靠着神的帮助。
So after baptism, we need to rely upon God in order to continuously sanctify us of our sins. And so this will be the end in which we will wear this white garment. And so salvation is indeed the grace of God, but it also needs to be accomplished through man's own will.
所以在, 以西结书14章有三个人能够因自己的义得救。
And so that is why in Ezekiel chapter 14 it says that there are three kinds of men which will be saved through their righteousness.
那我们看18章。
Let's refer to chapter 18.
以西结书18章。
Ezekiel chapter 18.
第五节。
Verse 5.
人若行公义，且行正直与合理的事， 然后我们就跳到第九节。
Skip to verse 9.
遵行我的律例，谨守我的典章， 按诚实行事， 这个人是公义的， 必定存活。 这是主说的。 5到9节， 5跟9节。
Verse 5. But if a man is just and does what is lawful and right, verse 9, if he has walked in my statutes and keep my judgments faithfully, he is just. He shall surely live, says the Lord God.
所以这里告诉我们,
Here it tells us that how do we become righteous?
他要先明白神的道理,神的律例。
And that is, he must understand, walk in God's statutes and keep his commands.
也就是说,在他的心中有一个标准。
And that is to say, in his heart, there is a standard.
所以没有标准的人没有办法当义人。
And so if one does not have a standard, it is impossible for him to be righteous.
因为没有标准,我们的行为就没有一个对错。
Because without that standard, then we do not have anything to measure our behavior against.
有一个标准才有对错。
But if there's a standard in which you can measure what is right and what is wrong,
这也为什么我们需要学道理。
And that is why it is important for us to learn the words of God.
一旦有道理, 对错就很清楚。
If we have the words of God, then it is very easy for us to see what is right, what is wrong.
所以我们同样信仰的人很容易讨论事情。
And so we who are of the similar faith, it is easy for us to discuss about issues.
因为我们的标准一样。
Because our standards are the same.
所以对错很容易分辨。
And so it is easy for us to discern what is right and what is wrong.
但是我们跟一个没有信仰的人很难讲对错。
But then when we talk with one without the similar faith that of our own, It is very hard to discuss certain issues.
因为标准不一样。
Because we have different standards.
所以对错就不太一样。
So it's hard to measure what is right and who is wrong.
那真理，神的话才是真理。
And so the word of God is the truth.
能够安定在天，直到永远。
It is established eternally in the heavenly kingdoms.
神的话在我们心中，我们才知道对错。
The words of God is in our hearts so that we know what is right and wrong.
但是知道对错这是第一步。
But to know what is right and wrong is only the first step.
那第二步就是要照着去做。
The second step is that he must do it.
因此知道对错需要智慧。
And so to do this, we must have this understanding.
知道需要智慧，但是去做需要能力。
To able to understand, we need that wisdom, but to do it, we need that strength.
所以要成为义人啊，有两个条件。
And so to become righteous, there are two requirements.
第一个要了解神的话。
And first is that you must understand the word of God.
第二个要有圣灵所给我们的能力。
And the second is that we must receive power through the Holy Spirit.
这样我们才能够成为义人。
And then only then can we become the righteous.
才有婚宴所穿的那件白衣。
Then we can be like the bride who wears that white garment.
然后再从这个18章的第五节到第九节讲很多的实际生活的指导。
And so from verse 5 to verse 9, it tells us many things which is applicable to our daily life.
其实是一直到24章都在讲这个事。
Actually throughout to verse 24.
所以我们就可以了解哦，每一个人要对自己的行为负责。
And so we understand from this that everyone is responsible for his own actions.
从第六节开始他讲很多的事情。
From verse 6, he says many things.
如果这些事情我们都做到了。
Now if we have done all these things,
那我们在神面前就是有义就可以存活。
Then in the eyes of God, we have done what is right and we will live.
所以从这里我们就了解我们的生活，将来我们是要面对在神面前呢，来对自己的生活负责。
And so we understand that in the future we must stand before the presence of God and be held accountable, for the way in which we live.
有时候我们常常觉得说，哎，我怎么活都没有关系，过去就好了。
Sometimes we may think in our mind, it doesn't matter how I live my life, as long as it's in the past, it's okay.
我喜欢怎么生活就怎么生活。
I like to live however I want to be.
但是从圣经看起来不是这样。
But that is not the teaching in the Bible.
在神面前，神会跟我们算账。
In the eyes of God, he shall hold us accountable.
那从十一节开始就提到一些原则。
And so from verse 11, he talks about certain principles.
就是每一个人对他的行为负责，他的下一代不需要负责。
That everyone is accountable for his or her actions, not for the generation after.
你看第四节，第十节。
Let's look into verse 10.
他若生一个儿子做强盗是流血的，不行以上所说的，反行其中的恶，乃在山上吃过，并且占物邻舍的妻子，恢复困苦和穷乏人，抢夺人的物，未曾将当头还给人，仰望偶像并且可证的事，13节 借钱向弟兄取利，借粮向弟兄多要，这个人岂能存活呢？他必不能存活，他行这世上必要死亡，他的罪要归到他身上。这里提到很多的罪，到最后就是要归到他的身上。
Here it mentions many sins, and in the end, he shall, his blood shall be upon him.
这里讲说做爸爸的。
He says, one who is a father.
那十四节就开始在讲他生了一个孩子。
And then verse 14, he goes to say that his father had a son.
那他的孩子看到他爸爸犯罪就有惧怕的心。
And then his son sees all the sins in which his father has done, and he becomes fearful.
所以他在行为上就没有做他爸爸所做的。
And so in his life, he did not do what the sins that his father has committed.
那这样的人神怎么对待他呢？
And so what does God do to such a man?
17节的下半句。
Verse 17, the second half.
说他顺从我的典章，遵行我的律例，就不因父亲的罪死亡，定要存活。
He has executed my judgment and walked in my statutes. He shall not die for the iniquity of his father. He shall surely live.
所以到了以西结的那个世代就是孩子不需要承担父亲的罪。
And so in the time of Ezekiel, it tells us that the children need not to bear the sins of their parents.
每一个人要承担自己的罪。
That is to say, everyone, every individual is to be held accountable for their own iniquity.
我们看二十节。
Verse 20.
唯有犯罪的他必死亡，儿子不担当父亲的罪，父亲也不担儿子的罪。义人的善果必追到归于自己，恶人的恶果必归到自己。所以不论善恶，都要归到自己。
Here it says that whether it be righteous or to the wicked, it will be all upon themselves.
所以从这个地方我们就看得出来，我们的一生，我们的救恩，我们没有办法代替我们下一代做什么。
And so it tells us that in our whole life, our salvation, we cannot do anything in terms of for our next generation.
我们做善，我们受报，善报。
If we do what is right, and we receive our rewards.
我们做恶。恶报就到我们身上。
If we do what is wicked, we shall be punished.
那如果我们做善，我们善报；我们孩子做恶，我们孩子就恶报。
And so if we do what is right, we receive the rewards. But if our children do what is evil, then they shall receive their own punishment.
这是神的原则。
And this is the principle of God.
那二十一节开始。
And from verse 21,
就是在讲，如果先做恶，那后来改变行善。他的恶就可以被赦免。
That if a wicked man turns from all his sins, then he shall live, he shall be forgiven.
二十三节。
23.
主说：恶人死亡，岂是我喜悦的呢？不是喜悦他回头离开所行的恶吗
？Do I have any pleasures at all that the wicked shall die? Says the Lord God, and not that he shall turn from his ways and live.
所以神不喜欢恶人死亡。
And so actually, God does not like to see the wicked perish.
因为神是怜悯的神、
Because God is merciful God.
恶人死亡是不得已的，不是神喜欢的。
And so it is not something in which God enjoyed to see the wicked perish.
那神更喜欢的是恶人能够回头离开恶道。
What pleases God even more is to see a wicked return from his wickedness and to come back into his fold.
因为这是神的怜悯。
And because this is due to the mercy of God.
所以先行善，然后做恶，先。说先做恶 后善神就不念他的旧恶
And so, if one who is wicked turn from his wicked ways and become righteous, then God will not remember his wickedness.
但是从24节开始讲
But then from verse 24 it says,
如果一个人本来是行善的
If there was a righteous man who turns from his righteousness,
那后来跑去做恶
And commits iniquity,
那这样的人要怎么办
Then what is he to do?
他前面的善呢、不能够来救他后面的恶。
Then all the righteousness which he has done shall not be remembered and cannot save him from his wickedness.
所以他要因为自己的恶而死亡。
And so he shall die because of his wickedness.
那从二十五节开始这以色列百姓就在讲，那神不是神的这个道理不公平。
And then verse 25, it says the people responded and say, hey, the way of the Lord is not fair.
但是神就是跟他们议论，我们看二十九节。
And so verse 29, we see God's response.
所以以色列家还说主的道不公平。以色列家我的道岂不公平吗你们的道岂不是不公平吗
Yet the house of Israel says, the way of the Lord is not fair. O house of Israel, is it not my way which are fair and your ways which are not fair?
所以到最后公平不公平就回到神的道来看。
And so whether it's fair or not, it comes back to the statutes, the principles of God.
因此当神在论到 这些事情到最后的结论是什么
And so what is the conclusion of this matter?
三十节
Let's look into verse 30.
所以主说以色列家我必按你们所行的审判你们你们当回头离开所犯一切罪过这样的罪孽必不是你们败亡
Therefore I will judge you, O house of Israel, everyone according to his ways, says the Lord God, repent and turn from all your transgressions. So that iniquity will not be your ruin.
所以这样看起来人犯罪还是有希望，只要这个人愿意回头。
And so, if a man sins, it seems as though there is still hope as long as they sincerely repent and return.
我们看三十一节。
31.
你们要将所犯的一切罪过进行抛弃，制作一个新心和心灵。以色列家，你们何必灭亡呢？三十二节
32.
主说我不喜悦那死人的死所以你们要回头而存活 神跟人不同。
God is different from man.
啊，人喜欢恶人死。
Man likes to see the destruction of the wicked.
啊，但是神不喜欢看恶人死。
But God does not like to see the wicked perish.
啊，这不是神没有公义。
It's not to say that God is without justice.
是因为神的怜悯。
But it's because of His mercy.
所以他情愿离开啊，情愿看到恶人离开恶道。
And so he is more willing to see a wicked man depart from his wicked ways.
他就不必因为罪孽来灭亡。
And so that he shall not die in his own sins.
那三十一节。
31.
神呼叫他们要抛弃罪过啊，换一个新的心。
God calls out to them to cast away from their transgressions and get themselves a new heart.
啊，因为到了这个以西结的中半了，我们从圣经了解以色列百姓的罪相当的深。
If we read into the middle of the book of Ezekiel, we can see the people of Israel have greatly sinned against God.
所以先知一直警告他们。
And so the prophets continue to warn them.
那个毁灭来到了。
That destruction is about to come upon them.
因为前面有在预言。
And in the beginning, there are many prophecies.
就是要这个先知把头发剃掉。
And for instance, that the prophet is to cut his hair.
然后这个头发分作三部分。
Or then split his hair into three parts.
一部分用刀子把它砍碎。
And then one part to chop it up into pieces.
那三分之一用火烧。
And the one third gets thrown into the fire.
三分之一把风吹掉。
And then the last one third get blown away by the wind.
这个就在讲以色列百姓啊，这个。惩罚马上来到。
And that is to say that the punishment of the Israelites will come upon them swiftly.
有三分之一要被用刀杀掉。
That one third will be killed by the sword.
有三分之一要受到瘟疫而死亡。
One third will perish through pestilence and natural disasters.
还有三分之一要被掳到外邦去。
And then one third will be carried away into a foreign land.
所以这个刑罚相当的重。
And so this punishment was very heavy upon the people.
神的公义马上来到。
The justice of God came upon them swiftly.
但是神不喜欢他们死亡。
But then God does not want to see them perish.
所以一直用先知呼叫他们回头改变。
And so he continuously sent his prophets to the people to call them for repentance.
让他们回头。
So that they can return.
所以神的心呢，确实是超过我们人所能够了解的。
And so the heart of God is beyond what we human beings can imagine and understand.
神的爱啊，是超过我们人所能做得到的范围。
The love of God is way beyond what we can accomplish.
啊，有的人在读旧约圣经，发现旧约的神啊，我不敢，我没有办法拜。
Some people read the Bible and they say that God in the Old Testament, I can't. It's hard for me to believe because He's so cruel.
杀太多人。
Because He shed so much blood.
那新约的神还可以拜。
And then, but the God mentioned in the New Testament, I can accept.
因为新约的神啊，好像没有杀过人。
Because it seems as though this God in the New Testament seems so kind, so loving, did not shed much blood.
其实新约跟旧约是同一位神。
But then the New Testament, God in the New Testament and the Old Testament are one and the same.
那为什么我会觉得说好像神杀很多人？
Why is it that we think to ourselves that God has shed so much blood?
这是因为我们对神的对我们人的罪没有了解。
Because it is because we fail to understand the sins of man.
如果我们了解当时所犯的罪得罪神有多深，我们还会想其实神是很怜悯的，没有完全灭掉。
If we think about the great sins that have been committed against God, we would actually come to understand that God is still quite merciful because He did not destroy the people completely.
如果换我们来当神,
if we were in God's place,
每一个罪都拿出来审判,
and then if we bring it was presented to us all the sins that were committed,
旧约时代的以色列百姓早就被我们灭掉了,
then the Israelites in the Old Testament would have soon, would have very quickly been perished and short-lived if we were God.
那到新约时代，主耶稣要来两次，第一次2000年前已经来了。
And in the New Testament, it says that God will come twice. First time He came 2,000 years ago in the New Testament.
这是带来他的怜悯，他的救恩。
And so He brought with Him His salvation and His mercy.
让人回头悔改。
So that man can return and to repent.
但是主耶稣要第二次再来。
But then God will also come the second time.
主耶稣第二次再来，那个可怕比当时以西结先知所描写耶路撒冷毁坏更可怕。
And then that second coming of Christ described will be even more horrible and terrible than what was described in the book of Ezekiel.
启示录里面讲有形质的在圣经里面来讲，有形质的都要被火烧掉。
And then in the book of Revelation, it says all things that were of the physical, of material, will be burned up.
你现在看到的全部都要被火烧掉。
What you see visibly in this world and everything in it will be burned up.
在以西结没有这样看到。
You never read like words like this in the book of Ezekiel.
那神主耶稣要用愤怒的脸下来。
And then God will pour down the world with his wrath.
哦，那连那个刺他的人也要看到他。
And then even those who pierced him shall see him descend.
所以将来主耶稣再来所行的审判跟毁灭是远远超过以西结先知的事。
And so in the future, when God's second coming, his judgment and his punishment will be far more exceedingly severe than compared to what the Israelites have ever endured.
只是他把这个哦。恩典的时期往后延，那审判的日子往后延。
It's just that temporarily he prolonged the days of salvation, and delay his punishment upon the world.
因为他怜悯人。
Because he had mercy upon mankind.
而不是说那个痛苦的一天不会来到。
It's not to say that we are everyone is exempt from that day of punishment.
因为那已经预定，圣经已经写了，一定会实现。
Because the Bible has written it and it shall come to pass.
那我们现在进到二十章。
Now let's go into chapter 20。
我们看以西结书二十章。
Ezekiel chapter 20。
以西结书二十章在提到以色列百姓的信仰的三个阶段。
In chapter 20, it talks about the three stages of the faith of Israel.
第一个阶段是在埃及做奴隶。
And the first stage was when they were as slaves in the land of Egypt.
第二个阶段是在旷野旅程。
And the second was when they were wandering in the wilderness.
第三个阶段是进到迦南地。
And the third stage was when they entered into the land of Canaan.
所以这是三个阶段。
And so these were separated into three separate stages.
这个三个阶段呢，今天也代表我们信仰的三个阶段。
These three stages also represents the stages of our journey of our faith.
在埃及就是还没有出埃及，在法老的统治，就是我们还没有洗礼。
And that is when they are in the land of Egypt. That is to say that it is before we were saved or come to believe in God.
那进到旷野就是我们信仰的一个旅程。
And then when we enter the wilderness, that is the beginning journey of our faith with God.
那在这个信仰的旅程当中，我们看以色列百姓有共同一件事情。
And in this journey of faith, we see that we have the similar thing with the people of Israel.
就是他们得罪神，犯罪得罪神。
And that is they have sinned against God.
我们看以西结书的二十章。
Look into chapter 20 of Ezekiel.
第四节。
Verse 4.
人子啊，你若审问，审问他们，你当时他们知道那列祖可憎的事。
Will you judge them, son of man? Will you judge them? Then make known to them the abomination of their fathers.
那到底他们列祖可憎的事是什么？
What is the abominations of their fathers?
我看第七节。
Verse 7.
我对他们说，你们个人要抛弃眼前所喜爱那可憎之物，不可因为埃及的偶像玷污自己，因为我主你的神。
Then I said to them, each of you throw away the abominations which are before his eyes, and do not defile yourselves with the idols of Egypt. I am the Lord your God.
那埃及人当然是拜偶像了。
Of course, in the Egyptians worship idols.
那神的百姓在埃及就是跟着他们拜偶像，这是风俗。
The people of God, the Israelites living in the land of Egypt also learned to worship idols.
其实这是得罪神。
And this is a great sin against God.
那在这个阶段里面，圣经有描写，我们看那个第八节。
And let's look to verse 8.
他们却悖逆我，不肯听我，不抛弃他们所喜爱那可憎之物，不离弃埃及的偶像。 我就说我要将我的愤怒倾倒到他们身上，在埃及向他们成就我怒中所定的。因为犯罪，所以神要惩罚他们。
Because they sinned against God, therefore God's punishment must be executed.
但是后来啊，神在埃及没有惩罚以色列百姓。
But then in the end, we see that God did not punish the people in too much in the land of Egypt.
那为什么有罪神不惩罚他呢？
Why is it that they have sinned, but yet God did not punish them?
有一个原因。
There is a reason.
我们看第九节
Verse 9,
我却为我的名的缘故没有这样行，免得我的名在他们所住的列国被亵渎。
But I acted for my name's sake that it shall not be profaned before the Gentiles among who they were.
然后最后说，领他们出埃及地，在这列人国间将自己将自己向他们显现。这个神最顾虑最挂心的一件事情就是他的名。
And what God was most concerned about was His name.
因为神做一切的事情都是为着他自己的名。
Because everything that God has done is for His name's sake.
所以圣经说，诸天述说神的荣耀。
And so the Bible says that the heavens and and what is the creation declared the majesty of God.
神创造这么荣耀的世界，就是要荣耀他的名。
That God created this universe, this wonderful world, for His name's sake.
那虽然以色列百姓犯这么大的罪，如果神把他灭掉，神就没有荣耀了。
And so if even though the people of Israel have sinned greatly against God, if God destroyed the people of Israel, then His name would not have been glorified.
所以为着神的名不被亵渎，神没有灭掉他们。
And so for, in order to keep His name's sake and not be blaspheming, He kept the people alive.
不是以色列百姓啊，没有罪。
It is not to say that the people were without sin.
这是第一个阶段。
This is the first stage.
那到了第二个阶段，从第十节开始。
And the second stage begins at verse 10.
从第十节开始啊，我们也看出他们有两个罪。
From verse 10, we see that they have two kinds of sin.
我们看十六节。
Verse 16.
因为他们厌弃我的典章，不顺从我的律例，干犯我的安息日，他们的心随从自己的偶像。
Because they despised my judgment and did not walk in my statutes, but profaned my Sabbaths, for their heart went after their idols.
所以他犯两个很严重的罪。
So they committed two great sin against God.
拜偶像，这是第二条罪。
They have worshipped idols, which is the second commandment of God.
没有守安息日，这是第四条罪。
They did not keep the Sabbath day, which was the fourth commandment.
那在旧约时代，没有守安息日，罪是很重的。
And in the Old Testament days, to not observe the Sabbath day, the sin was very great.
因为这一天是要让他们休息。
Because this is a day for them to rest.
让他们敬拜神。
For them to worship God.
所以在这一天，他们没有守安息日，就得罪神。
So in this day, they did not rest, did not keep the Sabbath, so they sinned against God.
但是为什么神没有灭掉他们？
But why is it that God did not destroy them?
我们看第十三节、十四节。
Let's look into verse 13 and 14.
以色列家却在旷野悖逆我，不顺从我的律例，厌弃我的典章，大大干犯我的安息日。我就说，在旷野将我的愤怒倒在他们身上，灭绝他们。十四节。
14.
我却为我的名缘故没有这样行，所以在旷野时没有灭掉他。
And so God did not destroy them in the wilderness also for this one reason.
就是因为为着神的名的荣耀。
It is in order for His name's glory.
所以摩西在为以色列百姓祷告，其中他有提一点。
And so when Moses was praying on behalf of the Israelites to God,
说神啊，如果你在这里把他灭掉。
He prayed and said, God, if you destroy your people here in the wilderness,
那你的信实在哪里？
Then where is your faithfulness?
Yeah.因为你应许他们要成为大国。
Because you have promised that they will become a great nation.
那你现在杀掉，你的信实就没有了。
But then if you destroy them now, then your words will never come true.
第二个
，Second，
你如果把他们杀掉，大家就在议论你。
Then if you destroy your people, then there will be a debate among the people and among the world.
神把他们带到旷野，就是要把他们杀掉。
That God has led His people into the wilderness in order to put them to death.
所以。这样摩西这样一祷告，神就改变心意，就没有把他们灭掉。
And so once Moses made such a prayer that God completely changed his heart.
一两百万人犯罪。
It's like millions of these people have sinned against God.
但是摩西一个人祷告,
but because of a prayer of one man that changed the heart of
God. And
the one important reason is that this man's prayer is acting on behalf of the glory of the name of God.
So 我们看祷告文第一句话,
And so, if we look into our Lord's Prayer, it says, Our God who are in heaven.
然后再来,愿人都尊你的名为圣,
Hallowed be thy name.
这个尊你的名为圣,
and that is that Hallowed be thy name, meaning that there is a uniqueness in God's name.
就是你的名能够得到荣耀,
and that because your name can be glorified so that everyone can revere. And this is one of the most important goal and purpose of our life. So that we can live a life in which we can glorify God.
所以如果我们的祷告以这个做目标,
now if we pray in such a matter with this goal in our mind,
神会听的,
then God will listen to your prayer. Because God emphasized greatly upon His name be glorified.
所以有时候我们祷告求神, 然后说话, 神啊, 你如果, 哦, 帮助我,
and so if we pray sometimes in our prayer in this manner in which, Oh Lord, you help me so that your name may be glorified.
求主耶稣你帮助我的孩子,
Oh Lord, may you help my children so they can also glorify your name.
求主耶稣你帮助我的父母,
Oh Lord, can you help my parents so that they can glorify your name?
当我们把神的名的荣耀摆在前面超过自己的需要的时候,
now, when we put the glory of God's name before our own personal needs, then you will realize the great power and effectiveness of your prayer. Many times in our prayer, we commit the common mistake of not thinking about the needs of God. We consistently only concerned about our own personal needs. But if we learn the teachings behind how Jesus Christ taught us about prayer,
一共有六个向神六个祷告,
that there are six words in the prayer.
前三句话都是在求神满足他的，帮助我们满足他的需要。
And the first three phrases is asking us as human beings to satisfy the needs of God.
第一个就是他的名能够
And that first is the God's name will be hallowed.
第二个就是他的国能够降临。
The second is that His kingdom will come.
第三个就是他的旨意能够降临。
And the third is that His will be done.
那这个求完了, 接下去另外三个才是我们自己的需要。
After these first three were first put into request, then the next three is about how to help ourselves.
所以我们向神祷告这个重要的那个次序啊, 要把它
And so in our prayer, we must realize how to prioritize our requests.
And
then you will see there is great effectiveness in your prayer.
Now,
when we don't think about God at all, and then we in our prayer, we only concern about our own personal needs, then you will see that sometimes it's very hard for that prayer to be effective.
所以这第二个阶段, 在旷野的阶段,
so this second stage, the stage in the wilderness.
好, 我们再来看第三个阶段,
let's look into the third stage.
在第二个阶段里面, 我们看, 22节,
also in the second stage, let's look at verse 22.
虽然如此, 我却我的名的缘故, 伸手没有这样行, 免得我的名 在我领他们出埃及到列国这眼前被亵渎。这个地方说神没有伸手，因为免得他的名被亵渎。Here
it says, I withdrew my hand, otherwise enacted for my name's sake.
那我们现在看第三个阶段,
the third stage.
第三个阶段从27节开始,
let's look into verse 27.
从27节开始, 他们在迦南地也是继续拜偶像。
Verse 27, it says these people are in the land of Canaan, and yet they still continue to worship idols.
到最后，神也是因为他的名的缘故，没有把他们杀掉。
And at the end, it is also again for the God, for God for keeping His name's sake, He did not destroy the people.
我们看二十章的 先看四十三节，再来四十四节。
Let's look at chapter 20, verse 43, and then verse 44.
他们在那里追念玷污自己的行动作为，又因我所做一切的恶事厌恶自己。四十四节。
44.
主神说，以色列家为我的名求缘故，不照你的恶和你所行坏事待你们，你们就知道我是神。这里说，我为我名的缘故，不照你们的恶待你们。
He says, I am the Lord when I have dealt with you for my name's sake, not according to your wicked ways or according to your corrupt doings.
所以我们可以看出来，每一个世代啊，更看到以色列百姓的心是很刚硬的。
We can see in throughout the generations of Israel, their hearts were quite stubborn.
神对他们很好。
But God still treated them well.
但是他们以恶报善。
But they rewarded God with their wickedness.
在神的面前拜偶像。
And so in the presence of God, they worship other gods and idols.
惹神愤怒。
And so drawn upon the wrath of God.
所有的罪里面拜偶像最重。
Of all the sins, what God abhorred the most is the worshiping idols.
但是神为着他的荣耀没有灭绝他们。
But because for his name's sake, he did not destroy them.
好，那我们现在回来看二十章的三十三节。
Let's turn back to chapter 20, verse 33.
主说，我指着我的永生起誓，我总要作王，用大能的手跟伸出来的膀臂，并倾出来的愤怒治理你们。
As I live, says the Lord God, surely with a mighty hand, with an outstretched arm, and with fury poured out, I will rule over you.
这里提到神，他有大能。
Here it says that God has his mighty hand.
所以他用他的能力要来做王。
And so through his mightiness, he shall rule over the people.
然后要治理以色列百姓。
And he will discipline the people.
所以他在旷野用他的大能大力行出很多的神迹来保存他们的生命。
And so in the wilderness, he has stretched out his mighty hands.Perform many miracles in order to sustain the people's lives.
所以在二十章，我们可以看到以色列百姓的心硬跟背叛。
And so from chapter 20, we see the stubbornness and the betrayal of the people of Israel.
但是我们也可以看出神的怜悯。
But we can still continuously see the compassion and the mercy of God.
所以神没有灭绝他们。
So that God did not completely destroy his people.
也为着他自己名的荣耀。
And acted on his name's, for his name's sake.
那这位神就是我们现在所敬拜的神。
And so this God is the same God in whom we believe in today.
那到二十一章，我们看二十一章。
Then we go into chapter 21.
这个二十一章就也在提到神的愤怒。
It talks further about the wrath of God.
第一节到十七节。
From verse 1 to verse 17.
神已经从这个刀子从鞘里面拔出来了，这个刀子就是在杀人。
That God has taken his sword out of his sheath.
那这个刀子是指着什么？
And so what does this sword signify?
这个刀，如果我们看十八节。
Let's look into verse 18.
二十一章。
Chapter 21.
Okay. 十八节。
Verse 18.
神的话又临到我说：“人子啊，你要定出两条路，好使巴比伦王的刀。”来，这两条路必从一地分出，又要在通路上画一条一双手来。其实巴比伦就是神所用的刀。
Here Babylon is the sword in which God used.
所以到最后，神要用巴比伦来惩罚以色列百姓。
So in the end, God used the people of Babylon to execute his judgment.
那把他们打败掳到。外族去
and to defeat the people of Israel and take them as captives.
所以巴比伦虽然没有拜神
So even though Babylon did not believe in God,
其实巴比伦本身也有很多的罪
Actually, Babylon itself have much sins.
但是神就用它当工具
But God utilized it as a tool
哦, 来惩罚以色列百姓,
to punish his people of Israel.
所以神所用的工具也可以是一个人也可以是一个国家。
And so God's utilization of a tool instrument can be that of a nation or of a group of people.
那这个人或这个国家也有可能他是没有拜神的。
And this people or this nation may be one in which was foreign or does not believe in God.
但是不是说神用他当工具就表示他没有罪。
And, but it does not mean that God used them as tools, does not mean that they are righteous and that they are without sin.
神用他当工具以后然后神才跟他们来算他们所犯的罪。
God first may use them as his instrument, but later on, God will still pour his righteous judgment upon that people.
所以后来巴比伦也被灭掉了。
And so in the end, we see that Babylon was also destroyed.
所以在神面前。
And so in the eyes of God,
神是公义的。
God is righteous.
所以当人犯罪他给人机会悔改。
And so when man sinned against God, God gives man the opportunity toreturn and to repent.
但是如果神用公义来对待一个人，目的不是要毁灭他。
But God uses righteousness to try to call the person to return for the purpose of not to see him perish.
是在他在痛苦中懂得回头。
But that in his suffering, in his justice, in his suffering, that they may return.
让他能够重新再得到神的恩典。
That they can once again return and receive the blessing of God.
这是我们所拜的神。
This is the God who we believe.
我们晚上到学习到这里。
I conclude our class tonight.
我们现在来唱诗。
Sing hymn. Let's sing him 313.
现在请这青年来主领祷告会。
Our evening prayer.